Please welcome Gene Melter.
Good evening. Thanks, Kurt. Well, I attended an all-girls Catholic high school that I'll call St. Maybelline, and I loved it there. And one of the reasons was there were many opportunities to perform. And by the middle of my sophomore year, I was considered one of the best actresses at St. Maybelline. And everybody said so, really. Lots of people, including Sister Pat, our intense, caffeine-fueled drama teacher. And my reputation was not only based on my amazing portrayal of Kurt, the younger Von Trapp brother in The Sound of Music. It was also based on the amazing work I did in drama class, where I performed every scene and monologue with incredible energy and skill and volume. And when Sister Pat announced that our spring production would be Pride and Prejudice, I was thrilled. This is a comedy, a straight play based on the novel of the same name by Jane Austen. Early 1800s, genteel English family with three eligible daughters they're trying to marry off. Yes, in the novel there are five daughters, by the way. So I was so excited because I watched every single costume drama on public TV with my mother, all the Masterpiece Theaters, you know, those adaptations of classic novels. So I knew all about English mores and culture, and I had that snooty accent down. So I was excited. And let me just describe for you the parts I was eligible for. So not the male roles. In this play, Sister Pat planned to cast males as males. That wasn't usually or always the case. But she was going to use like one of the few male teachers at our school, and then boys from St. Clarissel, our brother's school. For the male roles. So I'm just talking about the female roles. And so there's the protagonist, of course. This is Elizabeth Bennet, and she's very witty and intelligent and pretty. And then she has an older sister, Jane, who's a classic beauty. You know, her beauty is referred to all through the play, very kind of sweet and shy. And then they have a younger sister, Lydia, who's a terrible flirt and kind of rebellious. And then there's the mother, Mrs. Bennet, who's kind of a dithering idiot and is, you know, very hysterical, faints all the time. That's a great role. I pretty much had my eye on that role. And then there's Lady Catherine, who's very imperious and intimidating. Another good role. And then there's like the maid and some neighbors. I wasn't interested in those parts. And around this time, I need to tell you, we had an assembly featuring a very unusual performer. And this was this actress. I wish I could remember her name. She was amazing. So she's a very tall, wide woman, maybe around 40. And her thing was, she performed entire plays by herself with no script, no costumes, no props, no sound effects, nothing. Just standing by herself on the stage. And for us, she performed Pygmalion, which is the play that the musical My Fair Lady is based upon. And she performed all the roles, male, female, upper class, lower class, perfect accents and everything. It was absolutely riveting. 600 girls, absolutely riveted. And when she said her last line, we leaped to our feet and we're cheering and applauding. And I, of course, was just sobbing. I've never been more inspired by anything in my life. So I go home with a Pride and Prejudice script, and I in my bedroom, I shut the door. There's a mirror there. And then I work out all the gestures and voices for all the characters in Pride and Prejudice. It was so much fun. And rehearsals hadn't even started yet. So, and I'm thinking to myself, gosh, poor Sister Pat, how will she possibly figure out which role to give me? I'm so great in all of them. So She announces that that audition will be held in one big session. We'll all just remain in the same room, which I'm happy about, because then I have a position. You know, I'm in the position to keep an eye on my competition, maybe intimidate them a little. So one day after school, 50 girls gather in St. Maybelline Hall with Sister Pat, and she puts us up on stage and with scripts and has us just perform all different scenes in all different combinations. And she uses me a lot in these scenes. I play all different roles, usually Mrs. Bennett, though. And it was just tons of fun. And then a few days later, she calls a meeting, a lunch meeting, to announce the audition results. How exciting. So we, 50 girls back in St. Maybelline Hall, sitting in these metal folding chairs, we've got our sack lunches in our laps and kind of nervously choking them down. And then there's Sister Pat up there in front of us, pacing back and forth as she always did, with her jangling her big ring of keys and taking swigs from her can of Coke. And she really is building up the suspense. She starts with, you know, Mr. Bennett will be played by Mr. Smith, who's one of our English teachers, and then the St. Clair Show boys will audition on a later date. And then she starts with the small female roles, the neighbors, the maid, and you know, there's a little smattering of applause as these names are announced. And then Charlotte, who's Elizabeth Bennett's plain friend, no one really wanted that part. And by the way, there's going to be two girls cast in each role to give more girls a chance to shine. Our plays were double cast, so it'll be two Elizabeths, two Janes. Now, St. Maybelline tradition had it that the leads would be played by juniors and seniors. You know, girls who had devoted years of their lives to the St. Maybelline Theater Department. So that was the expectation. So she's announcing the role. So now she gets into the roles that I wanted. The imperious Lady Catherine, and she casts a couple of seniors in that role, and that's fine, and they seem to fit the part. One of them was very tall and thin with kind of a hawkish face, perfect. And then Lydia, and she casts these two very saucy girls, and I could see it. They would be that's right. They'd be good in that role. And then Mrs. Bennett, it was like, oh, here we go. And Sister Pat proceeds to pronounce the names of two girls who were not me. And there's a short, round girl who could play older due to her body type. And then this kind of pale, skinny girl who was not an actress and actually well-known for her tireless work on the student council. So this is very, very puzzling. And so now we just have Jane and Elizabeth. So she announces the two Janes, and they're beautiful girls. One's a redhead, one's a blonde, both just classic beauties. You can totally picture them with the ringlets and the costume and everything, perfect. And I think to myself, oh my gosh, would Sister Pat actually break with St. Maybelline tradition and cast a sophomore in the lead? Wow, the other girls would be so resentful, but I could totally live with that. And she really builds it up, and everybody's really excited. And she says, and Elizabeth Bennett will be played by, and she announces the names of the girl who had played one of the Marias in Sound of Music, and then another senior who had played one of the Liesels in the Sound of Music the previous spring. So now everybody's applauding and hugging and congratulating each other, but I'm just a sad little statue in my metal folding chair. I'm just frozen there. And then my tears start welling up my eyes. I can't congratulate anyone. I'm just so shocked. I mean, not even the friggin' maid? How could this happen? And after a few minutes, Sister Pat, notices me. She notices the look of shock and, you know, devastation on my face. And she says, in front of the whole everybody, she says, "Jean, you know, your audition was just amazing." And some of the girls turn around and kind of nod and smile at me. And I think, yeah, I know. And she says, "Vocally, you could play almost any part in this show." And I think, yeah. And she says, "But I'm sorry, you look like a monkey." Yeah, yeah. She actually said that. "I look like a monkey." I think she could have found another way to express the idea that my particular look wasn't appropriate for that particular show. But no, I look like a monkey. But here's what a truly great actress does in a humiliating situation like this. I laughed. "A monkey, that's a good one, sister. A monkey." I ended up on the hair and makeup crew for Pride and Prejudice, and I don't think the actresses would have put their lovely faces in my hands if they'd known how much I wanted to scribble all over them with black eyeliner. Thank you.